The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, good day. Just a quick reminder that we'll have a community meeting after this session today, and I'll say a little bit more about that later. But for now, let's go ahead and meditate together. So finding your comfortable spot for meditation. And if you're comfortable doing so, closing your eyes, bringing the attention inward to the sense of the body sitting, or maybe you're lying down or standing. But just sensing your meditation posture. And feeling into the balance and groundedness and support of where you're sitting. So actually sensing the contact point with your seat against the cushion or the chair. And letting yourself be supported by that. And sometimes it's helpful to even explicitly check into the balance of where you're sitting. So you can even rock side to side slightly or forward and back to just really find a middle point where the body feels the most balanced. I find that looking at a computer screen, sometimes I get a little bit pushed forward. So you might check if just settling back a little bit feels more aligned and upright. If we're going to be sitting for a while, that makes a difference. Just to use as few muscles as possible. And then softening into that upright posture. Softening the face, the head, letting the head float on the spine. Softening the shoulders. And softening through the chest area, around the heart. And letting the belly be very soft and round. And letting go of any bracing in the arms or legs. So inviting a very easeful bodily position. And then also engaging the mindfulness in the mind in a simple, easeful way, just to know how it is right now. sensing the sensations of the breathing, which become more evident as the body and mind settle a bit. And the invitation is to continue with the breath as an anchor, but allowing the mind to open to or turn toward any object that becomes more compelling than the breath. So if a body sensation becomes strong or a sound, there doesn't need to be any conflict between that and wanting to stay with the breath. Just open to what feels more compelling. And then when that reduces in intensity, just naturally going back to the breath. And the same is true if there's a strong emotion or thought train that comes up. Maybe at first we even get pulled into it, but then when we realize that's what it was, just allowing that to be the object of mindfulness until it's, again, not as compelling and it's easy to return to the sensations of the breath. And to support this, we could deliberately invoke a sense of care. Care for your own heart, care for your mind states. It doesn't mean that we're going to block anything out and decide we're not going to have that mind state. It's still okay for anything to arise in awareness. But the care is in intending to meet it well, to meet it clearly with mindfulness. That itself is an act of care. And this quality of mindfulness that we've been exploring for a while now is inherently balancing. That's actually one of its qualities. So if the mind is feeling sleepy or dull, it's mindfulness that knows that. And often, just seeing that we're dull brings in a bit more energy. And when the mind is irritated, it's mindfulness that knows that and that can feel the pain of that. And so that will naturally soften the mind. If our mindfulness is clear and equanimous, it will balance the mind. So the sit today will be largely silent. And the suggestion is that when the mind is somehow off balance, getting distracted or pulled into things, instead of trying to do anything about that, see if mindfulness alone will rebalance it. Just by knowing really clearly what's going on in the mind. So exploring this inherently balancing nature of mindfulness. So practicing in this simple way, where mindfulness is helping to balance our mind, we can really see that this act of noticing our experience is an act of care. Sometimes it goes so far as to say, seeing is loving. There's so much in our experience that isn't seen clearly and wants to be seen clearly. And when it is, it somehow gets incorporated, somehow gets balanced. So meditation is quite compassionate. And then these qualities also move outward to protect others, sometimes directly, sometimes more indirectly. And certainly this sense of care that gets evoked through mindfulness translates into treating others with harmlessness, with metta. There's really no way to only practice for ourselves. So you could reflect for a moment. How does your practice of mindfulness affect other people in your life? And also, how might the way that you practice mindfulness serve to promote qualities that explicitly benefit others? Things like patience or harmlessness, loving kindness and sympathy. How does your practice of mindfulness help generate those qualities? Thank you.